Britain. Multiple births. Oh, baby. A reduction in multiple birth pregnancies is a good thing.
It has long been known that in vitro fertilization, IVF, increases the chances of multiple births, as several fertilized eggs are implanted in a woman to improve the chances of pregnancy. A fifth of all successful IVF treatments in Britain result in multiple birth pregnancies, compared with just over 1% from natural conceptions. Such was the success of IVF after the first test tube baby was born in 1978 that the rate of all multiple birth pregnancies rose from 10 per 1,000 in that year to 16.4 in 2009. The total number of multiple births doubled during that time. However, for women over 35, frequently users of IVF, it shot up 600%. When all goes well, a multiple birth can be good news for women who had difficulty conceiving, but it also carries risks. The infant mortality rate is 5 times higher than for single births. So the fact that newly released statistics show that the number of multiple births has started to fall is welcome. This is largely a result of a new policy adopted by the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority, HFEA, a regulator. In 2009, it launched the Elective Single Embryo Transfer Policy, now part of its Multiple Births Minimization Strategy, with the aim of reducing overall IVF multiple pregnancies from 27% in 2008 to 20% initially. HFEA's latest figures, dating from 2012, show the rate has slowed to 18%. The current target is 10%. According to the HFEA, multiple birth pregnancies carry a higher risk of premature delivery and children having disabilities, as well as late miscarriage, high blood pressure, and preeclampsia for expectant mothers. At least that risk is now being tackled for IVF users.